Your busy day got you stressed out? Sit back, relax, and get ready for a smooth ride with DJ Diesel.
Good afternoon, it's currently 3:07. I'm your host, DJ Diesel, better known as Navy Petty Officer Cran Van Diesel. I have Miss Zayla, professor at UMGC. I just wanted to ask you, how's your day going so far?
Oh, everything fine. Normal day, ready to come here. I'm very glad to be in this program today with you. So I'm just enjoying this wonderful sunny day here in Sicily.
Yeah, I can't say. It's been sunny today. Honestly, last couple of days have been a little rainy off and on.
Yeah.
So it's good to enjoy it. Glad to see you in the studio again. It's been a couple months.
Of course, yes. I spent an interview here a few months ago. We talked about biology. Now we're going to talk about something even more interesting.
Can't wait for that. But I just have one simple question. I know you've checked out our Facebook question today. I want to hear your answer. What is a holiday tradition for you and your family?
Well, you know, I come from a family that is a mixture between Sicily and America. But in any case, I think that as all families, our families, my family, the best thing is to stay together. We get together Christmas Eve. We eat together. We try to get together with those who are far away, and we invite friends that are alone, friends that are far away from our family. We just think that staying together is the best thing to do for Christmas.
That definitely is true. You know, you don't want to spend a Christmas by yourself, so just find someone that is special to you and have a good time. That's always the right way. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Signal, the station serving America's best. If you're just tuning in, I'm back in the studio here with Professor Ayala. And before we get into the classes you teach, let's get to know you a little better. Where are you from?
Okay, well, I was born from an American mom and a Sicilian dad in New York, actually in the Bronx. And I would say at 10 years old, I was brought back. Okay, I came to live here in Sicily. So, of course, I had to adapt to this totally new culture, new lifestyle, new family, new everything. And I lived here growing up, exactly not knowing where to end up. But at the end, I went to medical school and I settled up here, even if I traveled and worked and went to school in different places around Europe.
Where have you actually lived, if you want to elaborate on that a little more, in the past?
Well, in the past, so from New York to Sicily to Spain, I spent like almost a year in Rota. I did research in the hospital of Puerto Real, and I even did my first class of the University of Maryland there in Rota, I want to say around 35 years ago. A chemistry class. Yeah, it was a beautiful place. And then I went to Holland. I lived in Holland for a while. I worked at the Torek Center. And I would say that's it.
Well, that's definitely a plethora of places, definitely more than I lived in. Kind of jealous. I just do want to ask, how long have you been a professor in general?
Well, in general, as I said already, I started my first class in 1994. It's not 1994, it was 1990. So, I mean, would say almost 35 years, or almost there. Yeah, almost there. Yeah,
I'm about to celebrate their reunion.
Yeah, it's a long time, full of experiences and full of meeting wonderful people, you know, getting in their lives and really making a difference and changing their career path. That was the most wonderful experience that I remember in all these years.
Definitely sounds like a lovely job. What other jobs have you worked in the past?
Well, in the past, mainly, I have to say that I work as a cardiologist. I'm a cardiologist on a university hospital, but I'm also the TRICARE consultant cardiologist here on base. So I take care of people's hearts. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah.
Wear two different hats.
Not sentimentally, of course, just, morphology, anatomy, and physiology. Not more than that.
That's funny. Well, definitely, in our next break, we'll get way more into your classes and what you teach. Appreciate you from coming out. Stay tuned for more. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Professor Ayala from UMGC, and we're going to be getting into the classes she teaches. So what do you teach?
Oh my God, that's a big question. Because in all those years, of course, you realize that I've been teaching a lot. Well, I teach mainly biology classes. So it's going to be, you know, concepts, basic concepts of biology. I teach nutrition. I teach chemistry. I teach genetics. Actually, now I'm teaching a class of, an online class, biology of cancer, which you realize is a very interesting class, because in this class we try to, you know, set up and try to go through prevention and the early signs of symptoms of cancer. I teach classes that talk about viruses, bacteria, and I also teach, and this is my love class, of course, anatomy and physiology. Anatomy and physiology.
Yeah, I remember that from last time, that being your favorite class to teach.
Yeah. I mean, of course, going through medical school and working on anatomy and physiology, that's my favorite class to teach. It's my favorite class to teach, yes.
Why is it your favorite class specifically?
Well, because maybe it makes me go back in the years and, you know, and review all those nights studying anatomy and physiology in medical school. And maybe it makes me feel young. I don't know. Something strange. But I really like it. And then I like to put together in this anatomy physiology class, I like to put together all new information, you know, updated articles. We put together also information coming from diseases of the different organ systems. So it really becomes an interesting class. And we're offering it soon, let me tell you, okay? It's going to be a class that will start January 15 here in Sigonella.
Oh, wow, yeah. Definitely still have time to sign up.
Yes.
I just want to ask, do you have any students that have stood out to you over the years?
Well, many. But the ones that I, you know, I remember all my students, you know, because we're talking about students of different ages, you know, and coming to class for different reasons, you know, somebody just to fulfill a biology, you know, requirement. Others really because they're interested in class. You know, some of them even change their ideas. But I want to say that all of my students end up working hard to reach their goals, and many of them now are nurses. I know a few of them that are doctors, that are physicians, and I often think about them. I think about them now. I think about them as health professionals, and I think that now they're really making a difference in lives of many patients.
Well, that's definitely good to hear, and we'll definitely be getting more into that class you're talking about in our next break. Stay tuned to hear more about that. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Pressa Ayala from UMGC, and I just want to thank you for coming out. Really enjoyed our interview. It's been a while. I wish you would come more frequent, but I do enjoy it. And I just want to talk a little bit about your upcoming class you have.
Okay, well, talk about this class. This class is my favorite class. As I already said, it's the class of anatomy and physiology. We go through the anatomy of all the different organ systems and then through the normal function of all these different organ systems. But I want to say that this class will start here in Sigonella, and it's particularly dedicated to, you know, people working at the hospital, people who are really interested in a future career in healthcare. I want to say that, and this is a message from our office, for the Cormans, they can use their biology course that they have taken on JST, and it's going to be very easy. They just need to contact our University of Maryland coordinators here on base, and they will help them get the waiver to get in class and, you know, to just keep on going with their future career goals.
Well, it definitely sounds good. A nice, not shortcut, but acknowledging the work they've done in the past.
Exactly. I really hope that everything will, you know, will keep on going with our classes. We hope to have many students back in class as much as possible. We want students to come back to class because we want to help them here in class. And I want to tell you that we have an incredible office made of knowledgeable people that support our students, that help them through all the information they need, all the waivers they need, all the support they need. So please go see our office here on base at the University of Maryland.
You definitely make it sound like a good experience. People definitely should check it out. And I want to thank you for coming out. It's been a great interview. Can't wait to interview you again.
Of course. I'm sure I'm going to see you in our, you know, soon future. Meanwhile, I want to wish you happy holidays.
Same to you.
Peaceful holidays, healthy holidays, and hope to see you again. Bye.
Bye.